Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Trabby, it feels good. Just out of curiosity, did the Nats ask us to do a show here, or did we decide we just wanted to do it? How does that work?
They asked us.
Who asked us exactly?
The marketing department.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Why?
I just wondered how that worked.
No, they were butt size for us to be here.
Okay.
How come? Yeah. Word for word.
All right. And the only reason we're the only radio show is because we're the flagship.
Yeah. They invited.
They didn't ask all the other radio stations.
No, they invited the other intercom stations.
Yeah, yeah.
But they couldn't put together in time. So just us and the TV stations.
Gotcha.
And thank you to the Nationals for our postseason lapel pins. I'll wear that when I'm at the game tomorrow night. Nice.
You will?
Sure.
Oh, okay.
I'll put it on my shirt.
Is that going to be?
I don't think I've ever
before
worn a
or after
pin.
You go to Macy's and buy some clothes.
That's probably post Macy's trip. I do like the running gag throughout the show that nobody gets, but it makes me laugh.
There's a big Columbus Day sale at Macy's.
I'm sure there is. I'm sure there's
30% off
Columbus Day. By the way, joke of a holiday.
Joseph A. Bank is buy one suit, get another one free.
That
so
sounds like a good deal.
You might want to stop by.
By the way, not to poke too much fun about like your mom's service.
Yes.
Yeah. This really isn't about the service itself. It's you guys had beautiful displays of pictures of your mom all over the world and then family shots. And I definitely noticed that same suit you've been trotting out for like 20 years.
Come on,
no,
you're a man.
It's not 20.
I mean,
it's about five.
I've seen it's like it's a gray suit, right? Well, your go-to suit is not a dark suit. It's like a gray
it's
suit.
It's the one I was wearing at the service. You're probably thinking of another one.
It might have been an old one.
It was the older one.
Yeah.
Because the one I have now is about 3 years old.
The old one, how many years did you wear that one?
I wore it for 100 weddings.
Right. I swear to God, like I looked at some of those pictures. Mm-hmm. And again, beautiful family pictures and different occasions. And I was like,
always had the same suit.
I was like, man, Jason's been wearing that suit. Like I think there was a picture maybe of you and your mom dancing at some sort of event. And it looked like you were still probably in your your 30s, like, or maybe even in your 20s. And I was like, that's the same suit that
he was
wearing.
It was probably my wedding that I was
dancing. It could have been.
Well, that wasn't a suit. That was a tux.
No. This one was a suit. Oh. I'm just telling you, I recognized that suit.
Well, I only own one suit.
Yeah,
and every time
why.
I get it, I just own one suit. I don't need to buy suits.
No, because this is what we wear to work. This is our
right,
work
so I just need
wardrobe.
One suit because I need one suit for about 6 or 7 weddings.
Who would wear that hoodie to work?
Yeah, who would wear a hoodie that looks like this? Oh, he would.
And you
and
would.
JP would.
Yeah, I mean, I've got different layers on because they gave me this.
I mean, you must be sweltering at this point. You got 3 layers. You're bickling. Now, I'm channeling my bickle by still wearing a knit.
By the way, it feels good out here now.
It feels good.
Yeah, it feels
good. It feels solid. This is perfect.
Sun's just beating down on us.
It's going to be perfect
weather. Can't see my computer screen. Feel like I'm in the Redskins training camp.
By the way, you have the heaviest laptop I've ever picked up in my life.
Well, it's 36 pounds.
He handed it across the table to me. I thought I was lifting plates at Gold's Gym.
It's 36 pounds.
I thought I was racking them.
But you know what? I love it.
I know you do.
Just recently paid off, too.
Yes.
I had it for 24 months and paid it off. 20, hey, interest free, Timmy. Interest free. That's why I do that. So has Chris Thompson decided after a win he doesn't want to call us?
Maybe he had too much of a victory Sunday.
Maybe.
And it bled over into victory Monday.
Too much Captain
Crunch?
No,
he's a pro.
I think he's calling us back shortly.
Oh, okay. You sure about that?
I'm actually getting into his walk-up music. I didn't know it. I think it's Meek Mill. I didn't know anything about Meek Mill. Couldn't have named a song. Still can't name a song, but that one's growing on me.
The only thing I know about Meek Mill.
The beat.
All I know about him is he hangs out with Robert Kraft. And I don't know how those two got together, but they're boys. That's all I know about him. I don't know what else to tell you. You're looking at me like you're expecting me to tell you more about him.
No, I mean, I'm
and
surprised.
I don't have anything.
I have no idea.
Yeah, they're tight. They're buddies.
Maybe they met each other at the Asian spa.
Maybe they did. I don't know.
Does Meek Mill hang out down there in Florida?
I'm not sure. Not sure if he did.
But all I know is the start of the song goes, yo, yo, yo.
By the way, speaking
terrible song.
Speaking of Asian, like shady massage parlors,
yeah.
There was definitely a sting at one of those in the area, and I just don't know how these guys keep getting caught. Horny dogs just keep getting caught. They keep going into the shady spots. I mean, one guy was like a super high-ranking guy in the Navy. I mean, like, really high-ranking people just going to shady spots. Yep. He'd stay away.
They like to get hooked.
I guess they do. I guess
they like that feeling.
this is an awkward pivot.
It's an addictive feeling for them.
I understand. This is an awkward pivot to our man Chris Thompson, who's celebrating the first victory of the season.
CT.
On a Victory Monday.
What's up, bro?
How y'all doing?
Hey, man, you got a win. Feeling good?
Yeah, man. Yes. Feels good to wake up happy.
Although it was dicey. They get that two-point conversion. You're not happy today.
I know, man. You know how it is here. We can't just – some games we can't
blow anybody out. Right. By the way, that play had no shot at being successful. Even if he caught it,
Ryan Anderson was going to.
Oh, he was going to get pummeled.
Hey, Chris, it must have cost you a lot to buy tickets for friends and family because you're a Florida guy to get people Hard Rock Stadium yesterday.
My family is like 7 hours away from Miami. Like, I'm way up north, so. Okay. Thankfully, I didn't have to come out of pocket at all.
Joined by Chris Thompson.
Good for you.
Redskins running back presented by Steam Fitters UA Local 602. They built this city. Chris, I noticed like Smallwood was in the game at the end of the game. Were you banged up, or was that just they were just looking for a different look there?
Yeah, I was banged up a little bit. I think I kind of got my foot rolled up on a little bit, so just had to see what was up with it, and it was just kind of bothering me a little bit. So I ended up not going back in the game.
How is it today?
Feels a lot better today. So I guess just got to figure out what the true results is on it and everything, but it feels a lot better. So that's a good sign.
Hey, so we know that you have you had a great affection for Jay Gruden. We talked to you about it a couple of times. Just so you know, maybe Jason can relay this. He saw Jay on Saturday at a poker event, and he said that he couldn't have looked more relaxed.
Dude, I'm telling you, I sat next to him at a poker table, and he looked so relaxed. He looked like he had just won the lottery. He was so happy.
No, I mean, just knowing Jay, he's one of those guys, like, when if I guess tough situations, like, he'll deal with it right away, and then, you know, even sometimes not even an hour later, just a couple minutes later, it's almost like nothing even happened. So that part of it doesn't surprise me at all.
You do believe he'll be coaching next year in the NFL, right? Not a head coach, but he'll be on someone's staff, probably his brother's.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously, I think that's where everybody thinks, like, that would be probably his number one destination, but I'm sure it won't be too long, before he's coaching again.
So what were you thinking yesterday when Miami makes it 17-10? Well, first of all, when they replaced Josh Rosen with Ryan Fitzpatrick, they were a much better offense yesterday. Go ahead.
My bad. I didn't mean to cut you off. That made me nervous because with Fitzpatrick, you never know. Like, he can be on or he can be off, you know, and it kind of made me nervous at first because I was like, dang, man, he's in and he got the offense going. And I was like, oh, man, here we go. So I'm just glad our defense was able to stop him there at the end. To get the win.
Well, Chris, something that is on is the Case Keenum to McLaurin connection. Two more touchdowns yesterday. Could have been a third if not for a drop by McLaurin. But, I mean, there's a real chemistry there between Keenum and McLaurin. That's a real weapon you have on your offense.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, Terry's he's a really good receiver. It's crazy to me that he wasn't even the number one receiver at Ohio State, given how good he's been doing for us. But he's a speed demon, and he's a guy that's, especially on crossing routes and stuff, he's 9 times out of 10 is going to get open and create some separation. So they've they've really been on point, and it helped us out yesterday a lot.
Talking to Redskins running back Chris Thompson, presented by Steam Fitters UA Local 602. They built the city. So if we had all of your speed guys in a race, where does Terry finish? Where do you finish? Who's finishing first?
I think Terry's – yeah, I think I'm going to give Terry number one. Troy Apke maybe my two.
Really?
Maybe number two, yeah. Yeah, he can run. Him and Dunbar, surprisingly, he can run too.
What about Steven Sims?
He's not mentioning, by the way, not mentioning Josh Norman.
No, that's an omission. We are. You're not, Chris. It's okay. Okay, these are our voices, not yours. Okay, right. So you're not going to get in trouble.
No, Steven Sims, he's up there. Yeah, he might be in my top five. I'd probably put me number six or seven. We got some pretty fast guys out there. Can't forget Vernon. Vernon's in that top three.
By the way, this is an aside.
Wow.
This is an aside, Chris, but I don't know if you're aware of this. It was either yesterday or Saturday. It was the first time that a marathoner ran a sub 2-hour marathon.
That is unbelievable.
That means his average mile, his average mile was 4:34. Which
let me guess what country he was from.
What country?
Kenya.
Of course he was. But think about this. Yeah. His average 400 meters. His average 400 meters was 1:08. And he did that for 26 miles. Like, I broke it down and I was like, all right, I think I could keep his pace for 100 meters, maybe 200, and then I tap out. Think about that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. I'll be done after the first 400. That's ridiculous. That's amazing. It popped up on my phone, but somehow they said it wasn't going to be like it won't be recorded as a world record or something.
Yeah, I don't know exactly why it's not official, but I don't care. He still finished in 2 hours.
Yeah, I know.
Let's say he had an off day and he finished in 2 hours and 5 minutes. I mean, that's still absurd.
That's ridiculous. Yeah, for sure.
So what was the locker room like after the win?
Good. Really good. I think everybody, it was a sigh of relief for a lot of guys. Just to finally get that first win and get that bad taste out of our mouths. And just something I think, you know, we can continue to build on with, you know, with the guys and Coach Callahan and what he wants to do. Him and Kev wants to do with our offense, and you know, when we give our defense rest, they can do some good things. So as long as we continue to get better and be able to control the clock during the game, I think we can we'll win a lot more games too.
And how happy was AP because he finally got the carries that he's wanted?
Oh man, he was like a kid in a candy store, just being able to, you know, just get run after run. And, you know, I think the good thing, too, was we kept ourselves in a good manageable position. Starting off early on, you know, they gave some looks, and they were really stuffing our offense, our run game. And I was having to go in the games early as I had to the previous five games, and you know, everybody got in the groove, was able to adjust, and you know, he got going, and when AP gets going and gets warmed up, you know, he's one of those guys that can't really be stopped.
CT, you gonna watch the Nats tonight, game three against the Cards, big one?
Yeah, I watched game one. It was pretty exciting, so I'm gonna be tuned in tonight for sure.
Did you ever play baseball growing up?
Yeah, I did. I stopped playing in my freshman year in high school. My eighth grade year was my last year. I played in the outfield, of course.
Of course. Center fielder. Yeah. Had to be.
Yeah.
Well, I think you picked the right sport, Chris.
Yeah.
It's worked out for you.
Right move.
Yeah.
Hey, tell Case to throw the ball a little higher on those little flat runs. You would have scored a touchdown if you throws a little higher.
Oh, man. Yeah, me and Case going to have a little talk today, man. But that's just something, you know, one little small thing we got to, me and him, we got to fix. We just got to be on the same page. I think I was kind of fading in the end zone a little bit as well, so it probably kind of threw him off a little bit. But, you know, those are some of the opportunities that we can't, that we got to capitalize on. I mean, we get up 21. You know, we get up and have 21 opposed to 17. That's a, you know, that's right. A big difference in the game as well.
All right, Chris. Well, congratulations. You do get that first win. And before you jumped on, I said it. I think your Meek Mill song's growing on me.
Really?
What song is it, by the way? What title is it? Do you know the song that we're talking about?
The one that you've been playing?
Yeah.
Shoot.
Just give them the lyrics.
Can't think of the name off the top of my head.
It starts out, like this.
Jason.
This is the way it starts out. Yo, yo, yo,
yo. Hey, I think I know that one.
Hey, you know what? I listened to that song, too. I like it. I liked it. I don't think I would listen to it again.
Okay.
I think.
All right, well, we got to switch it up then.
Yeah, you can switch it up.
Yeah. Let's switch it up for next week.
Yeah, you got another one you think I could listen to?
Oh yeah, well, yeah, man, you're the one, you're the boss. This is your segment.
You tell us which one you want to play.
You say, hey, I want to play this.
No, I'm saying when you told me to listen to the Tribe Called Quest song.
Oh,
you're saying you didn't like that song?
I thought it was okay. I didn't love it.
Which one did you? You thought it was whack. You got to listen to like Scenario, the remix,
Award Tour. I think I told him
Scenarios.
Maybe Scenario. Check out Scenario. You might like that one.
Scenario. Okay, I'll check that one out.
All right. All right, bro. Hey, congratulations. Have a good week and good luck next week. We'll talk to you after the Niner game.
Okay. All right. Appreciate you.
All right, bro.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
All right.
Bye. Chris Thompson.
He doesn't
good
like
dude.
The 5-footer. He doesn't get that size.
I mean, I don't know. I don't like Meek.
Well, it's generation gap.
It's a huge
We're
gap.
Old white guys.
It's a huge gap.
All right, Chris Thompson presented by Steamfitters UA Local 602. They built this city. Coming up next on a Victory Monday presented by Priority Toyota Springfield, home of Priorities for Life. Shop Priority Toyota Springfield.com. It's Dave Jagler, the play-by-play voice of the Nationals right here on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Getting ready for Game 3 of the National League Championship Series. Nats 2-0 lead on the Cardinals. Joining us right now, the voice of the Nationals on 106.7 The Fans, our pal Dave Jagler. What's up, Jags?
Good morning. Thanks for saying it was Monday, because I have no idea what day it is. We've been back and forth across the country twice and random off days on Sundays. My baseball schedule is thrown for a loop, so thank you for letting me know it's a Monday.
But hasn't it been worth it? I mean, can you believe what you're watching? This is totally different than what we're used to.
I mean, obviously, we've never been here before, so this has been great. I mean, you talk about a road trip. They basically swept the road trip, beating L.A. and then going to St. Louis and winning two, so this is awesome.
I mean, you're used to packing all the time, but you had to prepare to pack for St. Louis, right?
Well, no, and Atlanta. I mean, because when we were getting ready to go to game four, the Nationals won game four, and so we flew the next day to fly to Los Angeles. And so actually, I packed for Atlanta, so I had kind of, short sleeve polo golf type shirts for Atlanta, and then I had the cold weather gear for St. Louis. And if the Nationals had lost, I was going to fly to Minneapolis for my son's parents' weekend at college. So I packed for three different cities.
Okay.
Wow. So
look at you.
Ended up needing only the St. Louis gear.
Well, let's get into the pitching first and foremost. I mean, they've given up four hits so far, and it's crazy the contrasting styles of Sanchez and Scherzer. You know, Scherzer just throws the heat most of the time and obviously has great off-speed pitches as well, but Sanchez throws, you know,
74.
Kind of, yeah, I mean, it's awesome. And both guys really not touched by St. Louis at all.
Yeah, I mean, that's the story of the series. And the Nationals haven't exactly, you know, torn it up offensively either, scoring five runs. But, I mean, Sanchez is a pitcher that I always liked. I mean, the Nationals could never touch him when he was with the Marlins. And they only faced him like once or twice with the Tigers. And then last year with Atlanta, his career record against the Nationals is 10-1. So you only go by what you see. Every time that I had seen Sanchez, I'm like, this guy is really good. But he's what you would call a comfortable at bat, because he's not Max Scherzer grunting and sneering and throwing 97, you know, and with nasty sliders. I mean, you get up there and you're like, oh man, I can hit this guy, and all of a sudden, oh, it's a little weak pop up, or then it's a ground out, or then you strike out in a chain. I'll get him the next time, and all of a sudden you're sitting there and you're 0-3. I mean, the real story of game one, the Cardinals, of the balls they put in play, only hit one ball over 95 miles an hour, which is called a hard hit ball. So it wasn't a fluke that the guy only gave up one hit into the eighth inning, because they never really squared anything up. And then the Scherzer-Wainwright duel was I mean, that's what postseason baseball is all about. And if if you want to get greedy in this series, as good as Adam Wainwright is, he's looming in game six, pitches great in his home ballpark. That's incentive enough to try to win this series quickly and not have to go back to St. Louis, because he was very good. His Scherzer was a little bit better.
And the narrative on the Nats coming into the playoffs was the big three, right? It was Max, yep, and Strassi and Corbin, arguably three number ones. But you throw in the way Anibal's been pitching, you probably got four number ones the way he's been pitching, especially in the postseason.
Yeah, well, there's no question. I mean, his changeup against the Dodgers was incredible. I mean, he kept them off balance. The only thing, the difference between Sanchez and the other pitchers is throughout the year, Sanchez has not consistently gone deep into games. I mean, generally he's been a 5-6-inning pitcher. But what made game one, I mean, Davey Martinez's ultimate dream scenario is that without Daniel Hudson in there, he had all these plans mapped out. Well, if Sanchez goes this long, I'm going to go to this guy. If he needs help to get out of this inning, I'm going to go to this guy. I mean, he had Austin Voth, who didn't pitch in the entire division series, ready to go as the piggyback to try to get the ball to Sean Doolittle. He had, you know, two or three pitchers designated to get out of an inning if Sanchez couldn't get out of an inning. He had Tanner Rainey lined up for an inning. Maybe even if he had to use Corbin to get out of left. He had all these plans, and then Sanchez just got the ball right to Doolittle. But the fact that the Nationals threw two pitchers in game one and won the game was beyond Davey's wildest imagination. For Sanchez to go 7 2/3, Doolittle to get four outs, that made the absence of Daniel Hudson a non-factor.
So, Dave, what do you think the plan is for tonight? Now, I don't expect Strassi to struggle. I expect him to go minimum six, but let's just say he does. You can't use Corbin. You can't use Max. I doubt he's going to use Anibal. And you don't want to see a lot of those other guys. Obviously, you want to go from Strassi to Doolittle to Hudson. But what do you think, if they have to alter the plan, what do you think he does?
Yeah, I think right now Tanner Rainey is his guy. I mean, I think he's probably moved ahead of the others, whether it's Fernando Rodney or whoever you want to think. A couple of the guys are off the roster now. But to me, Tanner Rainey is the guy that he trusts more than anybody else. And the Cardinals are a pretty heavy right-handed hitting lineup, so I think that matches up well for him. And then at some point, you know, Roenis Elias has been added to the roster. If it's Colton Wong, a left-handed hitter, or if it's Matt Carpenter, a left-handed hitter, you may see Elias for a batter or two just to try to piggyback that seventh inning and get the ball to Doolittle and Hudson. And that's not to say that with a day off that Doolittle and Hudson couldn't go more than an inning each. I think Hudson more than Doolittle. Sean had a pretty good workload in game two just to get through his inning. So I think maybe they'd go a little shorter with Doolittle tonight. Hudson only threw five pitches over the first two games of the series. So Hudson, to me, has enough in the tank to go an inning plus. And again, with right-handed batters, that sets up well for him.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the bats. I mean, Ryan Zimmerman, it's been great to see what's happened here in the postseason, has come up with some big hits. Looks like he's swinging a pretty good bat these days.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the decision has been, guys, well, who do you play at first base and second base? And pretty much Howie Kendrick has played in every postseason game, and the decision was, do you go Cabrera or do you go Zimmerman? But as well as Zimmerman swung the bat, it's really been no decision. I thought Cabrera might get one of the two games in St. Louis, but you know, Zim's been continuing to stay hot, so I think he's in there tonight. They like the versatility of Cabrera to be a switch hitter coming off the bench if they need to pinch hit. But Zim's a great story. And the thing I'll say about Zim, you know, the injury for him at this stage of the season is probably a blessing in disguise. He only played 52 games in the regular season. And a lot of guys at this time of year, you know, their bodies are banged up a little bit. Their bats are dragging just because of the length of the season. But Zim's seeming fresh. I mean, the diving catch he made in game one, the way he's running better, and just the way his bat seems quick, to me, he seems more in mid-season mode than in late-season mode.
I'm sure you know this, Dave, but we were just talking to John Shambi, and he threw the stat out. But in best of sevens, the team that wins the first two on the road are 20 for 20, 20 for their last 20 in winning the series. So,
and we do like blackjack, so 21 for 21 means World Series.
Of course.
So 20
course.
For 20 well, seems pretty strong. That's a strong stat there.
Well, it is a strong stat. I mean, although the time I remember it, though, and I was a Red Sox fan before the Nationals existed. In the 1986 World Series, the Red Sox won the first two games at Shea Stadium. Oh. So it is possible. But to me, the Davey Martinez mantra is perfect here. It's not whether you're 2-0 or 0-2 or what. Go 1-0 today, because if you win today, then you really got them basically over the barrel. If the Cardinals win today, then they feel like they have a series, because then they only have to win one more game to get the series back home. And not that home field advantage is the be-all and end-all in postseason play. It's not. But, that's their goal right now, is to get that series back to St. Louis. It's basically a three-game series here. And if the Nationals win the series, like if it were a three-game regular season series, they win two out of three, then they're going to the Fall Classic. So, whatever the stats are, they are. But I know this, if the Cardinals win tonight, they're going to feel like they're right back in the series. So this is a pivotal game.
So, obviously, we know what Strasburg can do, but Nats fans who have never seen Jack Flaherty pitch, why don't you give us a little breakdown on him? He was basically the best pitcher in baseball in August and September. His ERA was below one in both of those months, which is incredible.
Yeah, I mean, he's their guy. I mean, they had him slated to pitch in game. He actually pitched the last game of the regular season to win the division title for them. So he pitched game two, and then they lined him up to pitch game five, the game that they won to knock out the Braves. He took the mound with a 10-0 lead. That helps. But this guy's a power pitcher. I mean, he did not pitch against the Nationals in the series in September. He did pitch in the series early in the year and pitched a great game. I mean, he's a power right-hander, and he's arguably their best pitcher. Although I will say, to me, if I'm the Cardinals, Wainwright's the guy I want in a big game, because he's been there and done that. And so Flaherty's on the postseason stage for the first time. But, you know, he's got stuff that's very comparable to Walker Buehler, who was outstanding for the Dodgers. So it's not going to be an easy night for the hitters. And probably with Strasburg on the other side, this could be a game like we had in game two, where runs are hard to come by, and it's a great pitcher's duel.
Does Jags have any game day routines or rituals, something you do every Nats game day?
Well, I mean, the thing about it is you try not to talk about them, but I do have a few things that I've tried to do as far as I've had a good lunch place that's worked for me in the postseason.
Okay, good.
And I had a baseball given to me by the pitching coach before game four of the division series. We were just kind of talking down on the warning track area before game four, and he just handed me a baseball, and he was teaching me to kind of snap my fingers and flip the ball up in the air like it's, you know, I'm practicing my curveball. He said, you got to work on your curveball. And so the Nationals record is very good since I've had that baseball. And I put the baseball right in front of me for the broadcast. So there are a few little things.
All right, good. Keep
I know
going.
You're there, you know, for the post-game celebration. You're hustling over doing the interviews. Have you taken champagne to the face? Do you have goggles ready? Like, what's going on?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the other thing I had to pack, in addition to the four-city road, you know, four-cities. I had to pack the clinch gear, because I don't want to have anything that's of any value to me or that's nice at all. So I have had clinch gear, and the clinch gear has been through three celebrations. When they first clinched the postseason berth against the Phillies, then when they won the wild card game, and when they defeated the Dodgers. So that stuff is all freshly laundered and ready to go whenever need be, and that includes everything down to the shoes and the socks.
All right, Jags. Well, we hope that you have clinch gear two more times this season.
Absolutely. I'm hoping to do it here at home.
That'll be
fun.
All
right, Jags.
All right, Dave, you do a great job, buddy. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, guys. Good to be on with you.
Dave Jagler, the voice of the Nationals right here on 106.7 The Fan. Hey, fellas, stop worrying about those pesky plumbing problems. Call the five-star plumbing experts at Crop Metcalf. From water heaters and garbage disposals to sump pumps and main water lines, Crop Metcalf's five-star technicians can handle all of your plumbing needs. Call today and save $50 on your next plumbing service call. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technician and proud partner of the Washington Nationals, now serving Fauquier and Culpeper counties and surrounding Piedmont area. Welcome back to the show. Junks on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Broadcasting live from Nationals Park, site of National League Championship Series Game 3 tonight. Three.
And Cakes just told me during the break.
I did?
He just told me that he is going to, he's going to call over to the Tailored Man over in Tyson's and hopefully open.
Yes.
So he wants to stop by there before he goes home.
Yeah,
so.
You know, I just want to upgrade the wardrobe at some point. Yes. You know, at some point you need to freshen things up from time
and
to time.
And if Tailored Man's not open, he's going to go to Nordstrom.
That's all possible, yes. I like to keep my options open.
Yep.
Our guy Bob Waters isn't there anymore.
He's not, but that's okay. I can pivot, JP.
All right.
I don't have to live in the past.
And there's Columbus Day sales at both of those stores.
As there should be.
Uh-huh.
People are flocking to the malls as we speak.
So just let me know. Take a picture of whatever you
know.
Buy.
I'll let you know. I will keep you updated.
All right.
I visited my mom on Saturday, and she's a big Macy's person because there's a Macy's at the Bowie Town Center. She's got the Macy's card. You get all kinds of deals. So I do know that Columbus Day sale is in full effect because my son has a couple of bar mitzvahs coming up, and he's got to dress appropriately. Apparently for the bar mitzvahs, though, like my mom was excited to buy him like a suit or a blazer.
Yeah.
But we checked with the people that are running the bar mitzvah, the 12-year-olds or 13-year-olds that are running around a bar mitzvahs.
Yeah.
Apparently they don't do jackets.
Oh, really?
They just do a nice button-down shirt, khaki pants, and Vans, apparently.
Ah, okay.
Never – 48 years old, almost 49.
Hey, maybe I'll sport that look the next time I dress up, whenever that might be.
Have you guys ever worn?
I might do that.
That would be nice.
Have you guys ever worn Vans?
I have a pair. I wasn't a Vans guy.
I've never had Vans.
I own a pair of Vans as we speak. Bought them probably within the last 6 months.
Have you ever seen you wear them?
I don't know. I wear them every once in a while. I think I wore them to MGM National Harbor for Junkies Poker Open. I mean, they're not the crazy checkerboard Vans. They don't look like
they don't look like the
Tennessee end zone
from
back
like
in the day.
Spicoli.
They're muted and understated. It's fine.
You guys will be watching the game.
I will. I'll be watching from the comfort of my home.
So will I. But of course, I'll DVR the game.
Okay.
And then when I fall asleep in the third inning, I'll get up at 3 and watch the rest of the game.
Will you really fall asleep in the third inning?
I don't know.
Why don't you do this? Don't take your melatonin and just see what happens.
I'm addicted to it.
You are.
He has to take it.
I'm addicted to melatonin.
When's the last time you took the tram?
Do
you have that readily available? Shouldn't your prescription have run out?
I still have some left, but I don't take it that often. Look, stink bug. Those are the worst things ever. Why did God create those things?
Don't smash it because it will smell. And yeah, throw it over towards AWOD.
Oh, just.
If you're watching on TV.
Oh, he's just horrid drab t-shirt.
He's stink bugs.
Town drab t-shirt. I mean, that's just a mean thing to do. Why are you doing that to our friend Matt Cahill?
He doesn't pay attention to the show.
Drab's going to have to take his shirt off.
I wanted to prove he doesn't pay attention to the show.
He's got to take off his UConn football shirt.
Yeah, he's...
I didn't even get it down to your shirt, I don't think.
I think he did.
You're fine,
that's
Richie.
All captured by NBC Sports Washington. Good
you
work.
You got it on?
Good work. Well
it?
Done.
There you go. Right. Anyway, so yeah, I'm addicted to melatonin. I'll pop a couple at about 7:30, and I'll be at bed by 9.
So what I'm saying is, why don't you just try one night without it?
I can't.
Like, I'm addicted to soda.
Just like Cakes can't stay away from the Tailored Man.
I'm addicted to soda, right? I generally have one soda a day. It's not like I'm having a ton, but I have one, like, at lunchtime. But I could skip it for a day.
Right.
Can't you skip your melatonin for one night?
Probably not, but we'll see. See how I feel.
I just don't know. I mean, it's less tense because it's not an elimination game. I don't know how you went to bed and how Cakes just fell asleep.
Game five.
And my
game
body
five
gave out
was
on
so
me.
Tense. Like, I could feel my heart, like, racing.
Yeah, it was intense.
Because
but
I knew I was going to watch it anyway. I knew I was going to watch it the next morning.
This temple knows when it needs to shut down. Okay, it knows when it needs to close the doors and get the necessary rest to get me ready for the next day.
Did you find the stink bug? I didn't get it down your shirt. You're just a panicky Pete.
Perhaps so, Rick.
Are you bitter?
You ricked him.
Hey, it was good TV.
By the way, I was wearing a UConn football sweatshirt we all received.
Yeah, Randy Edsel's his boy.
Randy Edsel, I like him. He did table manners back in the day. But they get bludgeoned every week.
Well, it's going to happen again next week because they
What's their record? Do they have a win this year? I think they got one win against a terrible team.
I think they have one.
How does he keep his job?
Well, he may not keep it after this year.
Here's how. Because UConn they don't want to pay him whatever they're paying him, $1 million plus all of his wackadoo bonuses, and then pay a new guy. So they'd rather just pay him.
I don't think they ever pay any of his bonuses because he doesn't hit them.
Probably doesn't. Yeah, but they got waxed 49-7 by Tulane.
Tulane's good.
Okay, they may be good. They shouldn't be 49-7 over you good.
You sleep on Justin McMillan.
I do sleep on whoever that person is. I don't know if that's their quarterback or their coach. How would I know who Justin McMillan is?
Last segment of the show, we always get punchy. Always.
Well, no, we're not punchy. We're just
a little giddy.
Yeah, okay. Happy.
I'm just. Well, the sun finally came out.
It
came out earlier, but it's finally warming up.
Hey, we should just be happy this broadcast got off the ground. I mean, a little radio insider. It was a goat rodeo getting this thing on the air this morning, but everything came together. Everything works
the way it works. That's what happened.
Engineered properly. Everything got here when it needed to.
I don't know if you know this at Glory Days Grill. So I hooked up with Drab to play tennis yesterday because he lives right by Glory Days Grill.
Right.
And when
it was like Connors and Lendl back in the day.
Yes.
Could I have an older reference? Does anybody know who Jimmy Connors is?
How about you go with
Caroline? Have you ever heard of Jimmy Connors?
How about you go with Federer and Nadal?
I could have done that.
Anyway, before we actually start playing, he gets a text, and it's from Tommy DeLay,
yes,
who already was at Glory Days Grill at 9 a.m., I guess setting up all his 168 fantasy lineups.
Right.
But he said, he was like, just want you to know, nobody from promotions is here and nobody from engineering is here. And so it's like, maybe this show's not happening. But it did. Got off the ground. By the way, I believe we're at Glory Days Grill in Centerville for the next game.
Oh, by the way, my boy Lendl had the 22-13 edge on Connor's lifetime. That's my boy Lendl. I rooted for a robot from Eastern Europe. Right. I don't know why.
The Czechoslovakian robot?
Dude, I loved it. When I was a tennis nerd, I loved that dude.
You loved the diamond collection Adidas shirt.
I definitely had one.
So did I.
You think I didn't wear it when I was trying to climb the tennis ladder local pool? Of course
great.
I did.
What was he? So he was an Adidas guy.
He was an Adidas guy.
His racket. What was this?
I don't know. I don't know. That was in the 80s.
But it was about this big.
I remember I had the...
That's a front pair.
Was this the Dane? I had like a Dane, like black
that was,
one.
That was Borg.
I had the Borg back.
Now we're going deep
That's
with
when
the tennis
knowledge. Was fun to watch.
we're doing a good old days bit.
But anyway,
All right, here's a...
I will try to stay away from the melatonin.
Here's the fill in the blank. If the Nationals win game through, blank.
Game three.
If the Nationals win game three tonight of the NLCS, blank will be the hero.
Strasburg. I'm going to stick with the theme of the series so far.
I'm feeling a Trey Turner vibe. Trey Turner's going to on base like three or four times and just wreak havoc.
I mean, I always got a vibe on Soto and Rendon. One of those
good
guys.
Good bets.
But I don't know. It would be nice if they... scored five.
By the way, Soto
runs.
Has slowed down on the crotch grabbing. Like he's kind of shelved that.
I think supposedly
did he get criticized?
Supposedly MLB. Well, didn't the pitcher like fire back at him about that?
Yeah,
a couple games ago.
Michaelis.
Oh, yeah, Miles Michaelis.
That fired back at him.
I think when he grounded out or something, he might have done a crotch grab back.
Right. Yeah,
and then
responded.
I think Major League Baseball basically said, "Look, this isn't a good look."
Right.
Millions of people are watching these games.
He's definitely slowing down on that.
Probably not, but. Come on.
A lot more of it during the show than he does now, like up at the plate.
I do.
You do it all the time.
Thank God I have a table here so the cameras can't see.
Thank God for the table skirt.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know, is it like a nervous habit? I don't know.
Does the wife grill you ever about that? Like you're just sitting there?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes.
Say, what are you doing over there?
It depends on where we are.
I hope you wash your hands a lot.
Please tell me
a lot. I've got very clean hands.
It's so habitual. Yeah. Like if you were sitting in your family room with the family
watching,
and we know once the kids become teenagers, that's less realistic. But if you were sitting there with your two daughters, your wife, Would you have been doing that with your two daughters there, all the crotch grabbing?
I might not even realize I'm doing it.
Yeah, that's so trifling. Yeah.
What are you
teenage
doing?
Teenage daughter.
Why weren't you doing that earlier? Oh, okay. Did you get the stink bug segment?
Yeah. All right, good. Yeah, AWOD's putting things up. Where are you putting these up? On 106.7 The Fan, our Instagram page. So follow us on Instagram at 106.7
The Fan. Do it for the gram.
We do need to thank the Nats.
Yes, thank you,
Nats.
We
got some new gear.
We do.
Had a good time here broadcasting live.
Good job, Timmy.
Carp. We will be
good
in studio tomorrow. Thank you to NBC Sports Washington. Valdez back in studio. And I guess Drab for putting together the show. Grant and Denny, they're up next, coming up right here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.